Considering the characteristics of territorial dominance, strength, and courage, it's easy to blur the lines between alpha males and narcissists. Welcome to the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships podcast. I am your host, Steph Meesh. So oftentimes, when I talk about the characteristics of narcissists, people who are unfamiliar with narcissistic behavior compare those characteristics to themselves. So today's podcast is designed to clarify the confusion between narcissists and alpha males. Also, although we're speaking about alpha males, the term alpha refers to characteristics of both males and females. So let's get into it. An alpha male is typically described as a dominant and most influential member of a social group. They are mentally strong, confident, assertive, and they are in control of their environment. No problems at all. They have no problems leading, motivating, and inspiring those around them, while maintaining a sense of power over their peers. Not fear, but power. So below are a few comparisons between the two. Alpha males are typically the leader of the pack, respectfully. They are confident with who they are, why they do what they do, and all of those things. They are at peace with their position as they have nothing to prove and nothing to hide. Narcissists, on the other hand, are pompous and disdainful. They are condescending and they thrive on intimidating others. And in order to prove their domineering position, they are very competitive and aggressive with other males. Alphas take pride in what they do. They are dependable, considerate, and they enjoy taking care of others. They do not look for compliments or notoriety to stroke their ego. Contrary to the narcissist, whom has a need of excessive admiration and a sense of entitlement, alpha males will naturally assume the position and are successful with or without adoration or reverence. Alpha males work hard for the position they've assumed. They plan diligently to get the job done, and they ensure that everyone under their leadership is protected and secure. Unlike the narcissist, whom you cannot depend on, they are unreliable and selfish. Narcissists will only step up to the plate to be seen and heard. Their only purpose in the limelight is to satisfy their inflated sense of importance. They will gladly take trophies for races they did not run. Alphas tend to be emotionally secure and mature. This means that anytime something is topsy-turvy, they have an issue, people are in array, things are crazy, the alpha male remains cool, calm, and collected. They are confident in their ability to successfully take care of the issue at hand. They will provide a serene environment that harbors optimism and hope. In these instances, however, with a narcissist, you will witness an adult temper tantrum known as narcissistic rage. And it's funny, that's the name I call narcissistic rage, because when you are in the midst of an adult acting like a two-year-old in a situation that's really not that big of a deal, you have to wonder or question, like, really? What is this? So as a result, you will also be presented with contempt, grief, and frustration. The point of this dark tactic is to instill a mindset of codependency, so you believe that you are incapable of surviving without them, and them being the narcissist, and revert back to feeding their ego. So all of these temper tantrums and all of these extracurricular activities and nonsense, it's all for the need to feed their ego. So in a heartbeat, the alpha male will make a decision to improve the current situation. They will derive a plan and see it through to victory. Although their first option is not to ask for help, they will if they need to, but they prefer to handle things under their own terms. This gives them a feeling of independence and a sense of accomplishment. This is also how they earn respect from others. As opposed to the narcissist, they will make some decisions. However, all decisions that the narcissist make are to their advantage. because they are untrustworthy and unreliable, you may or may not even get the assistance that you need or at all. Narcissists are unsympathetic and they lack empathy. So if they feel that the job is beneath them or it's too much for them to handle, and not that they can't handle it, they just really don't want to, they will certainly require that someone else does it and could care less about how painful or difficult the situation is to someone else. Now, because alphas have a genuine sense of control of their environment, they are pretty pleased with their life. They are highly admired and people love to be in their presence. They have a natural swag that you can spot 2 to 25 miles away. On the other hand, narcissists pretend to be about that authentic life, but they're not. In fact, they are more preoccupied with fantasies of universal success, brilliance, and power. As a result, they tend to be very shallow and lack substance. It's only a matter of time before you begin to see right through the narcissist, and you will also discover that many people are not really fond of them at all and don't care to be around them as well. Now, when it comes to that special one in their life, an alpha's priority is to ensure that their partner is pleased and exquisitely respected. Alphas have no fear of rejection, so when he finds someone that he really likes, he has no problem stepping up to the plate. And since he knows that rejection is not a reflection on his character, he can take a no. It's no big deal. I mean, it could be a big deal, but he's not going to lash out. That's because they know who they are. They don't mind being vulnerable and they have no problems taking accountability for their actions or constructive criticisms. On the flip side, narcissists prioritize their own satisfaction. They could care less about your thoughts or your feelings. They could care less about what you think, what you believe, what your ideas are. They have no time to hear about your childhood, your past life, your dreams, or aspirations. They really just don't care. That's because the one thing you won't catch a narcissist being is vulnerable or taking accountability for their actions. Instead, they will blame shift and accuse you for being the cause of their behavior. In other words, alpha males are game changers and narcissists are game players. Thank you so much for joining us this week on 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships. You will find more resources and content on my website at desire2ir.com. That's desire2ir.com. Also, don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode as we trailblaze a path to unlock the true love you deserve.